This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Other than Halloween, Christmas is the season where you really get to geek out. You can rig up your house with rows of lights, and if you're a little more advanced, you can set up a microcontroller and sync it up to your favorite Santa song. Well, you can all do that, but you know, you don't have to stop there. Why not hack your holiday gifts or customize your ornaments? My next guests are here to help you geek out your gifts and give tips for some festive holiday hacks. Eric Wilhelm is founder of Instructables, based out of San Francisco. He joins us from KQED. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks very much.
Astrida Veligorsky is an interaction designer and member of NYC Resistor here in New York, and she joins us in our CUNY studios here in New York. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hi there.
And you're sitting in front of what I would describe as a fruit salad.
It is. It's a fruit
salad. What is that?
This is a playable interactive piano project that we developed originally for Jell-O product in a Jell-O contest that we entered. And it can also be made with fruit, so the topping today is fruit.
And it's a musical instrument,
too.
It's
a musical playable piano, so you can, you know, play notes notes on the piano, and
so you hit slices of
lemon
there. You get one
mango today.
Mango, strawberries, cantaloupe,
honeydew, and
Wow. Yeah. Let me ask you too, Eric. You have all sorts of projects up there on Instructables. There's something for what looks like a hacked Yule log. It's something called a fire tube. Can you explain that?
Yeah, it's actually a Rubens tube. And what it is it's a tube with a bunch of small holes in it. And you put a flammable gas down it, like propane, and then you put a speaker on the end. And what happens is the sound wave from the speaker sets up nodes and antinodes, and that changes the flow rate of the gas. So you can actually see the sound wave in the flames from that tube. And so it's fun to watch music play across a bunch of fire.
So the fire is variable according to the sound that's going through it?
Yeah, the height of the flame out of those tubes is controlled by what sound is going down the tube.
Hmm. Instructables has a 3D printed ornament challenge, and the winner had their ornaments hung in the White House. Tell
us
about that.
We just finished that up. So we had 300 entries. So what we did is we invited people to submit the CAD files, the actual design files for ornaments that we would then 3D print at our 3D printers that we have in our lab. And we helped the White House select five of them that are hanging up on the White House's tree. Huh. And actually, one of my favorites is it's a bunch of snowflakes that are wrapped around a sphere, and the sphere is empty in the center. So it's just as if you have perfect snowflakes making a sphere.
Interesting. Astrida, last week I played a tangerine and banana piano.
Good job.
You built an edible, the player piano in front of you with the fruit on it. Is it
right?
Basically the same? Is there that Arduino chip that we hear so much about in it?
It's an Arduino Teensy that runs it. And we have access to great facilities at Resistor. We have a laser cutter, so the platform that it's sitting on is laser cut. However, there is an Inventables version of this that can be made out of paper. So if you don't have access to things like laser cutters and don't want to come by and take our class, you can make one out of paper in your house with scissors.
Are there instructions available?
There are instructions on Thingiverse.com.
Now, I understand that there's a Jell-O version.
Yes.
Of this. So is the fruit in the Jell-O, like you have a Jell-O mold, or is it just the Jell-O?
You can do a sheet of Jell-O and basically cut out the keys out of your sheet of Jell-O and just place them on this sort of platform that has the electronics built underneath.
Wow. Eric, you
can
have
get some vibrato by shaking the Jell-O.
Well, a little bit.
And the tragedy in all this is that you don't know how to play the instrument.
The tragedy is I'm not a pianist. Sorry about that.
Well, you'd get your fingers pretty dirty.
A little sticky.
Let me get back to you, Eric. You have seen projects change on Instructables with all these hackerspaces popping up, haven't you? It's a whole new generation of things.
We do, and also we sponsor hackerspaces. So we run these build nights where we send them stuff so they can get new cool stuff and then post it on Instructables.
Mm-hmm. Our number 844-724-8255. If you've got a hack kind of project you'd like to tell us about or have questions about what we're talking about today, 844-724-8255. Can you buy a laser cutter like you can with a 3D printer? You have a laser here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your violin that's on.
Okay.
It's made out of laser cut. Was it wood there?
Wood, yeah. This is a laser cut hardwood, actually. I think it's mahogany. So this is a project one of our members did, Ranjit Bhatnagar, and he basically built what he calls an 8-bit violin. It's a very clunky-looking violin, but it's playable, and it's made out of laser-cut wood. You can buy a laser cutter. They're at various price points. Ours is an Epilog, and we're actually going to be upgrading ours in the new year.
What does it cost? Cost
about $30,000 for a high quality laser cutter, but as little as $3,000 for one made in China that may break on you.
but for a hackerspace, like there are thousands of them around the country, you sort of pool your resources.
Yeah.
And everybody working there chips in?
Exactly. And we just chipped in to get a new laser cutter for our space. So we'll be seeing one in 2015 that's larger than what we currently have. There are also DIY kits to build laser cutters. There's one called LaserSore that people have Kickstarter funded. Mm. And that costs about $4,000 and is more reliable than some of the other models you can get.
And you teach a course.
Yeah, I teach a laser cutting class along with a few other members at our space that also teach it. We have a class coming up this weekend on holiday ornaments that are laser cut. We have a paper class on Saturday as well for people who want to make paper crafts that are holiday oriented. And in another week, we have an LED-based class from Lincoln Labs.
Wow, I got to get over there. Yeah. Our number, 844-724-8255, if you'd like to talk about hacking ornaments and gifts this season. I see you also have something brightly. It looks like a snowflake.
It is a tree topper. This is a tree topper illuminated with blinky tape, which is an RGB LED tape that you can actually attach to your computer and program to display in different colors. So you can choose the color of your tree topper or have it blink in all different colors. Right now it's set to the default mode, which is all different colors. And this technology is something that one of our space members developed over the last 2 years.
Eric, do you have a favorite electronics project?
You know, I'm looking at one that someone from my team just published called a color adaptation LED brooch. And what it does is it uses a color sensor to look at the color of your clothing, and then it has LEDs that will match the color and then put the appropriate matching colors from the color wheel on the device. So you always have the most vibrant colors. So it can choose the opposite color across the color wheel or the ones that are in thirds.
And I saw that on your website. It's beautiful. The fact that this will change color and match what you're wearing, it's really pretty. Who comes up with these designs for these things? Do certain people come up with the designs and then hand it over to the hackers who make the project, or are the designers the hackers?
All the projects are published by people who just want to share what they make. They've got a great idea, they put it together, and they want to get it out in front of people.
Mm-hmm. Now you got to be able to be pretty handy with a soldering iron, don't you, to do a lot of these things? And I see Astrid, you're shaking your head on it.
Yeah, you have to be a little bit curious at least to get into soldering, but once you've done it for a couple hours, it gets easier.
Yeah, and what other kinds of skills do you need?
Curiosity is the number one skill. There are so many great online resources now to build things that really you just need to sort of figure out what you might have an idea for, type it into Google and see what comes up.
Mm-hmm. You agree, Aaron?
I'd say just the ability to take the first step. That's always the hardest thing. It's just you have a bunch of things you want to do. The first step is the hardest, and that's just clearing off your workspace and starting to cut something.
You know, I was talking as an old person on this set who used to put together projects like Radio Shack or Heath Kit projects when I was a kid. They don't really exist anymore. We have now graduated to these kinds of projects.
Well, actually, Radio Shack has been revived by these kinds of projects. In fact, the speaker that the piano is playing through came from them.
Mm-hmm. But you have the individual parts. There's not a whole project in a box that you take home from the store anymore, is there?
There's not a project in a box that you can take home in the store, but there are like Little Bits, which is a company that develops kits for things, mm-hmm. is now selling through Radio Shack. So you can actually get some pretty easily assemblable kits that have great online resources through Radio Shack.
If you want to learn how to do this stuff, can you join a hacker club or how, in your community? What's the best way?
We have open nights. We have open nights on Mondays and Thursdays. And basically, you come in, you have an idea, you want to talk to us about it. We're delighted to meet you and hear your idea and help you get it done.
Eric, you too?
We've got places for people to come in, and if you're not close to anybody else, we've got tons of online resources and also mm-hmm. easy ways for people to connect up online.
Mm-hmm. What would you say the average age of people doing this is?
Anywhere from 18 to on and up. There 18. Are certainly, I mean, our spaces
we see really young kids,
adults.
Is that right?
Yeah, there are definitely kids. There are definitely like 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds that are into this stuff.
Mm-hmm. And there are new ideas coming out all the time.
Yeah.
People are publishing stuff. Or
yep.
Is this stuff in public domain or is it?
Most of it is. Not all of it, but a lot of it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's part of just trying to get people inspired to use the tools.
Mm. We're gonna take a short break. We're talking with Eric Wilhelm, who is a founder of Instructables based out in San Francisco. He's at KQED, and you can head. Where is your shop? People want to go find you, Eric. Is it easy to find Instructables?
We're at Pier 9, right on the Embarcadero.
Oh, that is pretty simple. Astrida Valagorsky is an interaction designer and member of NYC Resistor here in New York, and you welcome people.
Yeah, we're at 87 Third Avenue in Brooklyn.
You have like public nights where
people invite
people?
Yeah, Monday
public?
And Thursday.
All right, I'm going to show up. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk lots more about gifts. If you have an idea for maybe a high-tech gift, 844-724-8255, 844-724-8255. If you have a question, a comment, a suggestion, an idea, give us a call. This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. We're talking this hour about how to make your own homemade holiday gifts with my guests, Eric Wilhelm, founder of Instructables in San Francisco, California, Astrida Valagorsky, interaction designer and member of NYC Resistor here in New York. Our number, 844-724-8255. Let's go to the phones. Let's just start at the top and work our way down. Let's go to Jim in Cincinnati. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Hey there.
Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a comment more than anything else. A few years ago, we did a kind of an instructable product, a project at Christmas time. We had all the engineers, they had to design their own Christmas ornament for the company tree. And that was a lot of fun because the engineers, and we're all kind of competitive, so we all tried to outdo each other. And you just had a little bit of time to go back in the lab and find out what you could do and create something on the tree. And two things kind of came out of that. One is, somebody just put a whole bunch of parts in a bag, hung it from the tree, and a little bit of instruction. Some assembly required, no batteries included. So that was one of the favorites. And then the other one that had everybody stumped was this huge three-phase power cable. And out of the bare end of the cable was a few LEDs, and they were blinking. And he fooled everybody by saying he plugged it into the three-phase outlet, unplugged it real quick, and there was enough power in the cable to run the LEDs for hours and hours.
That's
which obviously was not true. I really like the idea of kind of creating your own, and I was just kind of making that suggestion for an activity.
All right, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I hope you're doing some more this year. Thanks for calling. Eric, what about any projects to make a Christmas tree a little more festive? Like, he took the cables and put LEDs at the end. You must be able to do something with the lights, right?
Yeah, so actually, you mentioned it at the beginning. So a long while back, I wrote a little algorithm that grabs the beats from songs so it can find the bass drum, the snare, and the hi-hat. And then I connected it up to my Christmas lights to actually flash the lights on the tree in sync with the music. And it made the Christmas tree a much more interactive and just a ton of fun. So it's booming at the bottom with the bass and tweeting at the top with the hi-hat.
And different lights would correspond to different the boom, the bass, or the treble, or whatever you had going there.
Yep.
Wow. Is that a hard thing to do?
You know, it wasn't that hard. And there's actually some kits out to make it easier now.
Yeah, there are definitely kits.
You can almost just plug it in at this point.
Tell us about it, Astrida.
One of the products that one of our members, Matt Metz, developed, Blinky Tape, actually comes with a program called Pattern Paint that also syncopates to music. So you can just buy the tape and plug it into your laptop and play music from your laptop that syncopates it.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Even I could do that.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Jeremy in Chantilly, Virginia. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Ira. My question is for a personalized ornament. Normally my wife every year will get something for our kids' names and put the date on it and things like that. For 3D printing, is it possible to 3D map my daughter's head and face and have it printed as an ornament?
Absolutely.
How do you do that?
Absolutely. Yeah, and there's I check out there's a tool called 123D Catch.
Yeah.
And Autodesk Instructables is part of Autodesk. It's an Autodesk product.
Yeah.
And what it does is it's photogrammetry. So you take a bunch of pictures and it converts it into a 3D model.
MakerBot also makes a 3D scanner that you can scan things with.
Can I go to a shop that will do it for me?
Yeah, you can go to a shop and you can go to the MakerBot store and have a scan done. And you can go to Coney Island and have a scan done.
Much better idea. All right, thanks. You think you can do that? Jeremy, are you ready to do that?
I certainly hope so. I don't know if I'll be able to get it done this year. I mean, I guess I have to be sneaky, take a bunch of pictures of my daughter without my wife as to what I'm doing either.
I think you can pull it off. All right, thanks for calling. Happy holiday to you. Well, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Betsy in Laramie, Wyoming. Hi, Betsy.
Hi.
Hey there.
I've been really interested in the writable circuits, like the pen that can write circuits. So you can use it on Christmas cards and stuff like that. And also the wearables seem really interesting.
Oh, are there wearables out there?
Yeah, they're definitely wearables. Yeah.
Like what? Give us an example.
There's a fun light-up skirt. It lights up with your movement. And then there's something similar to what one of your people were talking about, the scarf that changes colors according to your outfit. And that's all sewable, and apparently it's hand washable too. So
Okay, thanks for that suggestion. Let's go. I think we've got time for another call here. Let's go to Carlton in Johnson City, Tennessee. Hi there.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you all were talking about those Radio Shack kits that I loved when I was a kid. Do y'all have any recommendations for a project where I could get the parts to, put a kit together for my 7-year-old daughter, to put in a stocking for Christmas or something like that?
You could definitely look at Instructables or look at littlebits.com. Both of them have kits that are available through Radio Shack and parts.
Another of my favorites is Adafruit.
Yeah, Adafruit's great.
What is that?
Spark Fun's also great.
Adafruit? How do you spell that?
Adafruit and SparkFun also is great.
Oh, it's the famous Ada we're talking about.
Yeah.
Adafruit. Is your daughter able to put this together, you think? Some of these things, you soldering irons, you're going to have to help her out.
Well, I'd be happy to, sit down and help her with that kind of thing. I think it would be, my two older that were 23 and 18 didn't have a whole lot of interest, and now maybe our round two, our 7, and our 3-year-old, maybe I can spark their interest in this kind of thing and work with them on it. So.
Yeah, good luck to you. Let's see if I can get one last call in from, is it Gina? Hi there. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, thank you for having me on. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask your guests, I have a nephew who's about 10 years old, and he wants to be a computer hacker. But I understand, there's some ethics along with that, but just the fact that he's interested in programming and things like that. The only issue is he lives in a place where the education school system doesn't provide those classes. There's no way I can get a hold of a tutor because there's no colleges nearby. Do you know how I could help him or any resources I can get for him to help him learn on his own computer programming skills?
Reading a book is always a great place to start. Most of the people who program that I know are self-taught to begin with, and then they get educations beyond that. But
what about one of these kits we're talking about? One of the Arduino kits, if he's interested, and you know, at least gives him a project to work on.
Yeah, kits are great. There are plenty of online resources for different kinds of kits, so that's a great place to start too.
Good luck to you and happy holiday. We've run out of time. I'd like to thank my guests, Eric Wilhelm, founder of Instructables in San Francisco, California, Astrida Valigorsky, interaction designer, member of NYC Resistor here in New York. And you can find a link to these projects on our website at sciencefriday.com, DIY gifts. Thank you for taking down the view list and bringing your stuff,
thanks,
the fruit salad, in today. Mm.